Have you ever had something happen at just the right time? Perhaps you were out running some last-minute errand at the store, and you're cruising the parking lot looking for some place that's not half a mile away. And there, in between two SUVs, you see that gap, and you churn down the lane and start heading toward it, only to discover when you get there that it's filled by a little pea-green Fiat. And then, at just that moment, a big black Escalade in the second spot right outside the door you want to enter pulls out so that as it moves away, you can slide right into that spot. And there you are at just the right time. Maybe for you, it's that feeling that comes when you've been watching your team and you're down to the last few seconds on the clock and the second string forward who hasn't had a good shot all night suddenly winds up with the ball in his hand just as the clock is coming down to zero and he launches the three-pointer that swishes through and not only wins for you the game, but the championship. At just the right time. The Bible talks about Christmas and the coming of Jesus as happening at just the right time. When Paul would write to the church in Galatia, he would say this, "At just the right time, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." That passage reminds us that we were under the law. That's a way of saying we had broken that law. And because of that, we were facing a judgment. But God sent Jesus to take care of that problem, to redeem us, it says, who were under the law, to pay the penalty of that judgment. But not only did Jesus come and forgive us and give us that hope, it says that he came and made us his family. Made us sons of God, children of God. John would actually write, "To all who believe in Jesus, they are given the right, the power, the authority to be called the children of God." And Scripture says that when we needed it, at just the right time, Jesus came. But the truth is, if we think about it, that seems like a long time ago. Bethlehem was way back in another time, and we're not sure what it means when it says it was just the right time for us, because our time is so different. But there's another way of understanding those words. Not only at the moment that we need them, but also it says in the fullness of time, or when the time was complete. That's a way of saying at the right time, but at the expected time, at the appropriate time, or at the appointed time. I don't know if it's happened to you, but I've been out shopping and I've come up to one of those stores, or in this case, it was actually a counter where they took care of some servicing that I needed done. And there was that sign hanging and it said, "We'll be back at..." And then there's a time there. The day I was there, it happened to say 2:30. The little team of people who worked there were on lunch or a break or something. And as I walked up, I looked at my watch. It was 2:25. And I thought, do I wait? Will they come? If your experience has been like mine, they'll show up about 3:15. But you know, at 2:29, I looked up and here were a couple of people coming down the hallway towards the counter where I needed to have service. And at 2:30, just like the sign promised, they were there and opened the window and took care of what we needed to have done at just the right time, the appointed time, the time expected. You see, when we hear that Jesus came at just the right time, what we realize is that God was fulfilling a promise that he had made. If you go to the book of Daniel and you look in chapter 9, there's a series of verses around 24 to 27, and they talk about something which to our ears sounds a little strange. They talk about 70 sets of seven. They actually translate that often 70 weeks. But what we have come to understand is that Daniel was prophesying about 70 sets of 7 years, or 490 years. Now, the way the prophecy works, the last group, the last 7 years, are something that's going to happen in the future. But there was 483 years that Daniel was talking about. And he gave a specific date. He said, from the time that the people returned to Israel. Daniel, of course, was in captivity over in Babylon, and he was looking forward to a time when the people of Israel would go back to Jerusalem, back to their home. And we know that that happened at a particular date. It happened in the year 445 BC. And according to Daniel's promise, according to God's promise, there would be an anointed one, a king, a promised Messiah who would return at that appointed time. And sure enough, people have looked at the calendar and figured out how calendars were done differently then and differently now. And somebody showed that 483 years from the date of that return was the day that Jesus came into Jerusalem in what we call the triumphal entry. As the people cried out, "Hosanna, Hosanna," they were announcing the coming of that promised king at just the right time. God had promised that Jesus would come and he would be the Messiah and he would be the Savior. And just like I waited till 2:30 and at the appointed time the people showed up, God said, "My Savior will come at the appointed time," and Jesus showed up. But even when we hear that, and we understand that fulfilling that promise gave us a sense that Jesus was exactly who he said he was, and that we can trust his promise, and that when he says, "I have come to redeem you from under that judgment and to make you my children," we still say, "But that was another time and another place." What about me? What about today? What about right here? You know, there's another part of that, just the right time. Because just the right time can be different for all of us. One of our staff pastors happened to have a significant birthday this week. I don't want to, you know, say too much about it, but he's the curly-haired guy up here, you know, with the neglect on his chin that you've been seeing through most of the program here. Robert is our pastor for worship and worship arts here. And this week, Robert turned 25.
Ooh.
And, you know, we were talking about it. And I said, "Happy birthday, you know, 25. And he went, "Yeah, now I can rent a car." Now, you know, the right time for me to rent a car was, well, frankly, a long time ago. But for Robert, it was just this week. For me, just the right time to believe in Jesus was also a long time ago. But for you, just the right time, well, that might be today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we find Paul writing to a group of people. He's actually quoting from another part of the Old Testament, but he says, "In a favorable time, I listened to you. And as the day of salvation, I helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time." Another way to actually translate it as the appointed time. Now is the appointed time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We hear so much during this Christmas season. And we love the twinkling of the lights and the chiming of the bells and the Christmas presents and the family gatherings. But more than anything, we love to know that Jesus came. He came to be a man. He came to live that we would know him. He came to die to pay the penalty of that judgment. And he came to rise again. And he promised that he is coming back and will take us to be with him forever as the children of God. And as we come to this Christmas season, more than anything else, we hope that you have come to know Jesus, not just as the baby in the manger, but as your personal Savior. And just like many years ago, it was just the right time for me to recognize that I was a sinner and that I needed a Savior, and I came to believe in Jesus. Perhaps today is just the right time for you. And we hope before anyone leaves today, if they don't know Jesus, today is the day that they will know him. For me, a long time ago to rent a car. For Robert, this week. For me, a long time ago to put my faith in Christ. But maybe for you, today is just the right time. You join me as we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you so much that at just the right time, you sent Jesus. We celebrate his birth, and we are filled with joy as we think about the great gift that you gave us. We are filled with wonder as we think about the sacrifice he made for us. And Lord, we are filled with hope when we think about him coming back to take us to be with him for eternity. And today, Lord, as we celebrate this Christmas season, our prayer is simply that if there is anyone who has not today trusted you as Savior, this will be just the right time. And they will put their faith and hope in you. And in that, we will all rejoice. And so we ask your blessing on us today. In Jesus' name, amen.